with some of the members of Dresden Shine. We've got Liz Komenek, Marina McDonald, and Sarah Steele, among others in the background, talking about the situation in Dresden this week. There's been some picnic tables that have been beautifully painted that were done at the start of the Dresden Night Market and then expanded to more that had some vandalism done. Who would like to address that aspect of this?
Okay, we've had 33 picnic tables with art created on the tops of them. And this past Sunday, somewhere between 3:30 and 7, we had six of the tables vandalized with nasty, obscene, hate-type messages written with marker on them and some pretty terrible graphics. And we called the police, and they started an investigation. After the pictures were taken with the police, we then painted over and repaired the tables to get rid of the obscenities.
This has been a terrible thing to happen, but I love the direction that the committee in general seems to be taking with it, that yes, awful things were said, that there was some awful motivation behind it, but you're moving forward with love.
Yeah, I think it's all in how you respond. When something negative happens, you know, you can respond with more negativity or change the conversation and respond with something positive. Like in our case, we responded with love. We put actual hearts on the spots where the vandalism had happened on one specific table. So I think moving with positivity is a great way to respond.
And we've talked beforehand about the people who may or may not be responsible for this. Sarah, you said something about how it's a very small group who just needs more love in their life.
As far as I'm concerned, that's exactly what it is. I moved to Dresden recently and I've been welcomed with open arms. We fly a pride flag outside our house 24/7, and it's been nothing but welcoming. The community bands together even just to combat this general instance. We have people who come and volunteer their time tirelessly to repair the vandalism, and I think that's the general sense of what I've received in Dresden. And it's a small pocket of people. And these small pockets of people weren't born hateful and they weren't born angry. They were taught it somewhere, and it's more small pockets of people. And we just need to take those small pockets of people and bask them in love, because there's only other way is to treat them with kindness, because I don't think that more hate is going to help.
And so the vandalism that one was here, as you mentioned, was quickly taken off. The tables have been repainted. You mentioned before about how, you know, they're picnic tables. There's bound to be some people who are going to scratch their names on them or do something. How do you move forward from this point?
I think we'll continue just trying to, bring attention to this underbelly in our society where you have a small group who lash out against, you know, a smaller minority. Mm-hmm. And if we bring it to the forefront and let people know that we're going to be there for some of the groups like the gay and lesbian community, that we're going to try to be an advocate for them and a voice for them, that we'll try to stand up for them. Kids are going to be going back to school this September. Some of them are probably in reality going to be facing some of these attitudes and these horrible comments directed at them. So if we can let them know that we're behind them by not allowing these people to have these scary, hateful messages that they're going to see and be frightened and terrified, we want to be able to, you know, try to stand up for everyone and everyone
their community
in our community.
Loves them.
Yeah, we're be an inclusive community. And if it means that we're here repainting over those hateful messages, that's what we'll do. Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
Do you think this will encourage the community to draw together more than it has? Because, I mean, Dresden has been known for quite some time now of being a very loving, inclusive, supporting community with, you know, you've got the night market, you've got the Dresden Shines, you've got the community coming together to lift each other up. Mm-hmm. Does this help that?
I think it does. I think, it's something we don't like to draw attention to. I think acknowledging the fact that there is this element in our society, that by at least showing our support through things like the Rainbow Crosswalk that's going to be coming, and the fighting back against the comments against the gay and lesbian community by this hatred on picnic tables, then I think it's a good step forward. As much as none of us like the controversy, right? We did not want controversy with our picnic tables. It was just supposed to be a beautiful, loving art display for people to enjoy.
I think it definitely still is. It's still loving, and it's still the comments on some of the TikToks that we've had, mm-hmm. Some of the comments, they say that these kids feel comfortable sitting at this picnic table in specific. So if we can have that feeling throughout the community, like Liz said, mm-hmm. having that be like your community loves you. Mm-hmm. You may be fighting this from a very small group of people in your community, but your community as a whole loves you, welcomes you, no matter who you are, mm-hmm. black, white, you know, LGBTQ+, like, it's just, your community loves you. Mm-hmm. There's a small group of people, and it's so small to the point where these words aren't even left on the picnic tables longer than 24 hours.
No,
that's how small that pocket of people are.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly look forward to seeing Dresden continue to thrive and to grow and become far more colorful with all the work that you've been doing. Thank you, ladies, so much for your time.